Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. Today is all about Sri Lanka's great win over Pakistan, and they have qualified for the finals to be played tomorrow. Now, that's the main story. And what I'm trying to state this morning, it is a great comeback by Sri Lanka after being put into bat and to make 184 runs for the loss of 5 wickets, setting Pakistan a target of 185 against that type of bowling attack. Is fantastic. Congratulations to Kamil Mishra putting his hand up and making a wonderful 78 in just 48 deliveries, 6 boundaries and 3 massive sixes. And we were told that Sanath Jayasuriya had a long chat with him and told him very clearly that he should not throw his wicket away because he's got all the shots in the book to go big and be a very good partner to Pathum Nisanka. So well played, young Kamil Mishra, 76 to be precise. Kushal Mendish made 40, Janit Lianage 24 unbeaten, and Dasun Shanaker 17 runs in 12 balls was something that Sri Lanka feasted on to get such a huge score. Top partnerships was the 66 between Kamil Mishra and Kushal Mendish. Then we had a 63-run partnership between Janit Lianage and Kamil Mishra. And the last partnership of 27 runs between Dasun Shanaker and Janit Lianage made a world of difference. Abar Ahmed, as expected, 2 for 29. The spinner, wonderful bowler, isn't he? And then Salman Mirza, 1 for 28. And Sam Akbib, 1 for 19. But then, mind you, Pakistan gave it their best shot. They were 43 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. And everyone thought this is going to be a one-sided game. But period. Sri Lanka managed to win by 6 runs because Pakistan has such a strong batting lineup. Siam Ayub made 27 the opener, but then he was undone by a good delivery from Ishan Malinga that dipped in. He was out for 27. And then Salman Ali, the captain, what a player he is. Unbeaten on 64, brilliant batting. Usman Khan, I thought, threw it away for 33. And remember, Mohammad Nawaz is never a mug with the bat because he comes in and just makes a world of difference. The 27 runs that he made clearly brought Pakistan to closer orders. We admire the 56 runs partnership between Usman Khan and Ali. Salman Ali, the captain, but then I thought Usman Khan just threw it away to a well-disguised delivery by Wanindu Hasaranga. And then the last partnership, 70, that could have taken the match away from Sri Lanka and got Zimbabwe into the finals, was between Nawaz and Salman Ali, the captain. But once Nawaz was gone, Sri Lanka, in fact, thanks to Dushmanta Chamira's wonderful bowling effort, 4 wickets for 20 runs that won him the man of the match, was wonderful to see. I mean, he is a star-class bowler, world-class bowler, as mentioned by his captain, Dasun Shanaker. Wanindu Hasaranga among the wickets, as anticipated, 1 for 27. And Ishan Malinga, expensive, 2 for 52. Now then, he's got to be very careful, Ishan Malinga, because Sri Lanka play in the finals tomorrow. He's got to make 100% sure that he bowls to one side of the wicket. Mayur Dixit went wicketless for 42, pretty expensive by his standards, but nevertheless, I'm sure Sri Lanka will go with the same winning combination to play in the finals tomorrow. The final message I have from me and Lakit Peer is for today. I've been just informed about the inclement weather that's taking place in Sri Lanka. So remember the victims in your prayers and please be careful. Stay indoors as much as you can. That's the advice I can give you personally because the weather is pretty inclement all around Sri Lanka and also in the city of Colombo. Thank you for being with us and we look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. More of the latest. This is Brian Thomas signing off alongside my co-host Lakit Peris. And wishing all of you a blessed day.